Duncan, I want to sneak this one in because Charmaine's been in touch and wants to know the best way to study for exams. There must be lots and lots of people who are studying for exams at the moment, so this is a very important question. What do you think?
Three tips that I can bring to mind. Number one is sleep. Make sure that you get plenty of sleep. So when we're sleeping, when we're offline, during non-dreaming sleep, so non-REM sleep, you undergo a really important process of consolidation. So where you integrate new information with your existing body of information, and that results in kind of durable, solid memories. So get plenty of good quality sleep. Number two, there's this really famous effect in psychology called spaced versus massed practice, which is that if you break the learning up over multiple sessions, rather than bunching it all together, you get an added benefit. And that's because each time you revisit the information, the very process of retrieving the information again strengthens its trace and results in more durable memories.
So, sorry to interrupt. Are you saying that basically I should make myself a revision timetable,
yes,
identify basically what I want to learn, and then start each session by revisiting the things I've learned before? Or are you saying that basically just by breaking up and not trying to do too much at once, you give yourself some mental rest, if you like?
Yeah, so when you put your revision timetable together, rather than, say, planning an entire day on one particular topic, space that topic out across multiple days. And that's a better way of structuring the learning. And the third thing is to test yourself regularly. So we know from cognitive psychology that, much as it's unpopular, but testing for learning is a really beneficial thing.
So isn't that what the exam is for?
Well, that's your one. That's like a one-off thing, right? But if you could incorporate testing, not for the purpose of necessarily seeing how good you are, but you actually learn very well when you incorporate testing with the revision.
Some brilliant tips there. Thank you very much, Duncan.